Governor Parnell said yesterday he supports a bill that would make the Alaska Railroad responsible for developing an in-state gas line from the North Slope. In a letter to Senate Resources co-chair, Anchorage Republican Liesl McGuire, Parnell said he supports the gas line project that TransCanada and Exxon are working on under a state license, but he also says the state should not limit its options by picking only one path that may or may not lead to a project. McGuire told the Resources Committee that the railroad has the people and the ability to take over the job, and something needs to be done quickly to provide gas to the rail belt.
I just don't feel like we can leave this session without some place where this project is going to continue to be evaluated in the event that AGEA goes sideways.
She says AGEA, the pipeline from the North Slope to Canada, could face economic or political problems, or it could simply result in a lack of interest from North American markets, which will not be discovered until this coming fall, when the results of the first industry response to the plan will be made public. The bill got some other high-profile support from many of Alaska's former and future leaders. Former U.S. Senator Ted Stevens told the committee that he doesn't want to abandon AGEA. He says the North American market will do that. He said the future is in export markets.
Gas in the Pacific Rim is sold at oil prices. It's $2 to $4 more per MCF over there than it is in the United States. LNG is. Now, when you look at that, that's a profit margin that we ought to enjoy and build up some cash reserves.
Stevens advised the senators not to wait to act. He said the state should find a way to invest in an in-state gas line and get it underway. He says the project needs momentum. Other support came from former Governor Bill Sheffield, who said the public doesn't want to wait. People want something to happen.
What I'm saying is that you either build it yourself, the state of Alaska build it themselves, take that $4 billion it might cost, or $5 billion might cost, just put up the money yourself and not get the money back. Not charge for the transportation. Not charge for the cost of the pipeline.
Outgoing railroad president and CEO Pat Gamble says he has the people and the structure to turn the project around quickly, and with an anchor user such as ConocoPhillips Export Facility, the project would be reasonable. Former Governor Frank Murkowski is on board also, telling the committee that overseas markets know Alaska well. He says all the state needs is the infrastructure to deliver more gas and at a price that will make it affordable. The bill will be back before the Senate Resources Committee on Monday.